Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El azim, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ hu el hayyul kayyûm. Ve tûbî ileyh ve estağfirete vel mağfirete vel hidayete. İnnehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. Vâfu annâ ya kerîm. وَاَغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكِ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ هَلْ أَوَّلَ اللَّهُ هَلْ آخِرَ اللَّهُ هَلْ ظَاهِرَ اللَّهُ هَلْ بَاطِنَ اللَّهُ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya seyyidine revveline vel afilin. İşlerine ya şefiyel müslimin. Bir rahmet ki ya hamar rahimin. Kâllâhu teâlâ fi kitâbel kerîm. Euzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve id ahreze rabbuke min beyni âdeme. Min yudûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûkûk ala enfusihim elestu bi rabbikum. Kalu bela şehidna en tekulu yevmel kıyameti inne künne an hada gafilin. The first time Allah Ta'ala addressed us, we existed in another dimension, in another realm. He asked us a question that kindled in us a desire to see Him, a desire to know Him better. He asked, "Elestu bi rabbikum? Am I not your Lord?" With this question, He also gave us the ability to search and gave us the desire to know. This was our first encounter with His beautiful actions. The first thing. This letterless, soundless question was our first contract that we signed between us and our Creator with our souls. How could we not respond by saying anything else but "Kalu bela, indeed you are"? When we started our lives in this physical world, when we started perceiving through our senses the reminiscence of this contract that we sign with our souls, attracted us. This reminiscence attracted us to the signs, where we can see Him, where we can know Him better. The strong desire to look for the signs and satisfy this physical need was always there. That's why when we observe something that reminds us of Him, we are always touched. We are always very much touched by the things that we see if we remind Him. Our physical existence needs to know, needs to see Him. Even Prophet Moses, he says, "Blessings be upon Him, Kalimullah." The one who spoke Allah had the same desire. He said, he asked if he wanted to see Allah. And in response to this request, Allah said, "Lan tarani," you cannot see me. He did not say, "I cannot be seen." But he said, you cannot see me, not with this physical eyes, not with this material being. To be able to see me, you have to detach yourself, strip yourself from these physical attachments, worldly attachments. Only then you can come closer to me. You can see me, understand me better. When Allah Ta'ala created us, He also created this desire, the need in us, so that we search and look for Him. And He decorated this physical world with this beautiful stuff for us, so that we satisfy His need. In chapter Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala said, most surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for those who understand. The signs are distributed, beautiful signs are everywhere, so that when we observe, we satisfy this need. Among all the signs Allah Ta'ala created for us, maybe the most significant one, maybe the most significant one that reminds us His divinity, His divine presence, is Kaaba. Kaaba is a cubic stone structure, 40 by 40, built by Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ishmael. In response to a direct order from Allah Ta'ala, and He called this structure My House. Just the fact that He called this structure My House in this book was enough, was sufficient to kindle the desire in all the believers to go and see where His divine presence is felt more than anywhere else. This is the power of this verse. Just the fact is that My House creates this incredible desire in everyone. We know that Allah Ta'ala is not limited to a particular time or a space. We know that He does not transform, He does not cast a shadow, He does not need a shelter, He does not need a house, He does not resemble in anything He created, but still millions of us rush to Kaaba, circumambulate around Kaaba. As planets circumambulate the sun, as electrons circumambulate protons, as cytoplasm in a cell circumambulate nucleus, all in counterclockwise, as part of this macrocosm, we're also attracted. We also do the same. We also circumambulate. Anyone who studied a little physics know that if anything, if two particles attract each other, revolution starts automatically. Revolution is a natural consequence of any particles that attract each other. Revolution is an indication of strong attraction. All and everything that attracts each other revolves without the other. We circumambulate with our own will, and our tawaf is also a very strong indication, a representation of strong love and attraction to our Creator. We do it with our will, and we do it in the search of the questioner who asks us this first beautiful question, am I not? But I want to talk about another category, which is as important, at least as important, if not more, than the Kaaba we are ready to sacrifice a lot to visit and circumvent. And many of us try to go. That is the Baytullah. In the hearts of loving and believing servants, Allah Ta'ala said, I do not fit into the 18,000 universes I created, but I fit into the heart of my believing servant. Many saints, many Allah, refer the loving and believing heart of believers as Kaaba, as Baytullah. When we go there, Allah Ta'ala wants us, when we approach Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala wants us to be in a state of ihram. Allah Ta'ala wants us to exercise this state, which is a state to show respect to the sanctity of Kaaba and the land around it. In a state of ihram, we are extremely cautious so that we don't kill any creation, we don't hurt any creation, we don't even kill a fly, uproot a plant, use vulgar language, hurt anybody, quarrel, fight. This is how we practice to show respect to sanctity of Kaaba and the land around it. This is a beautiful exercise to teach us how to show respect. We should also show the same respect to the sanctity of leaves. They're all large. To show the same respect to the rights and honors of our believing servants, of our believing brothers. It's an obligation, it's not a choice. Because their hearts are potential Baytullah. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, reported that, you know how much Rasulullah loved the Kaaba. You know how much he loved to circumambulate. He says, I saw a messenger of Allah, he said, blessings be upon him, circling around Kaaba and saying, how pure you are. How pure is your fragrance. How great you are. And how great is your center. By the one in whose hands is the soul of Muhammad, the sanctity of the believer is greater to Allah than your sanctity. Sanctity of believer is wealth, is life, is honor. And he said that, think nothing but good of believers. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, one can build Kaaba even if it is destroyed. But when one may not mend a broken heart. Waliullah, the saints of Allah Ta'ala taught us that breaking a heart is 70 times worse than destroying the Kaaba. For those who could not yet make their visit to Kaaba, for those who, inshallah, one day will receive an invitation to go and feel this incredible divine presence in front of the structure that he called my house, Kaaba. If you want to visit Kaaba, before even you go to Mecca, enter the heart of a believing servant. Mend a broken heart. Wipe the tears from the eyes of someone who is in need. These are as rewarding as going to Kaaba. In the tradition of Rasulullah, it is clearly said that we are obliged to think nothing but good about each other. It's not a recommendation, it's not an obligation. Guesswork, conjecture, suppositions, forming opinion without substantiating evidence. The guesswork that may lead us to forming opinions, negative opinions about others. These are all sin. Having negative feelings and thought against someone and making negative suppositions is sin. This is called suizan. This is worse than this story. This is not respecting the sanctity of a believer. Sanctity of a believer is an obligation. We have to respect the sanctity of a believer. His honor, her honor, his rights, his right. It's an obligation. What we are supposed to do is just to think good, which is order in the tradition of Islam. It's a worship. Husn is not as a worship. Even if you have 9 evidence against your brothers or sisters and 1, 4, that is enough to declare his or her innocence. Lying, slandering, criticizing, blaming, divulging on their secrets are all sins. Allah Ta'ala, this is a beautiful religion, Allah Ta'ala obliges us to exercise certain responsibilities, obligations, like regular prayers, fastings, charity, going Hajj, visiting Kaaba. All these are beautiful practices to teach us how to become a better human being. But ultimately, inshallah, through these beautiful practices, we learn how to show respect to the sanctity of our brothers and sisters. Amin, amin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. O the most merciful, most compassionate, you love to forgive our sins.
Amen.
You have blessed us with this beautiful religion. You have given us Islam. You have given us Iman. Protect our religion. Protect our Iman.
Amen.
Give us strength against the trials of this world. As you have promised in your book, do not burden us more than we can forbear.
Amen.
Give us strength so that we can cleanse our hearts from the evil qualities of arrogance, hypocrisy, vengeance, ambition, envy, excessive love of position, excessive love of possession, so that we open our hearts to your beautiful qualities and turn our hearts into them. Give us strength, understanding. Decorate us with the beautiful manners, attributes of Rasulullah, so that we learn how to do the sanctity of our believing brothers. Unify me to Muhammad. Open our hearts to love and compassion, since you say that our faith will not be completed unless we love each other for your sake. Amen. Amen. Amen. Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin maktelefel melavan ve te'akabel asaran ve kerrebel yedidan ve stakbel etfakadan ve velik ruhahu ve ruaha eki beytihi mine tehiyyata ve selam ve barik ve sellim aleyhi ketiren ketiren ketiren ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cemil enbiyayı vel mursilin ve levliyayı ve salihin ve ala melaiketike vel mukarrabin ve ala ehli taatike ecmain min ehli semavati ve ehli aradin ve ridvanullahi ta'ala ala ali resulullahi ve ashabihi ecmain amin ve elhamdülillahi رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون